He's not a superhero, but he does have the cape. It's Connor Cape on the Connor Cape Show, Mile High Sports.
Welcome to Mile High Sports. I'm Connor Cape. This is the Connor Cape Show. I'm joined on the other side of the glass by Jake Meyer, and we have a lot to get to this afternoon. First of all, we didn't get to this yesterday, but Chad Bettis, Rockies pitcher, is rejoining the team Tuesday when they get back from San Diego. Bud Black said he, as you know, probably know, he had surgery in December to deal with some cancer. Thought he was in the clear. It came back. He left spring training on March 10th, has been undergoing treatment for that, and has been given the all clear once again. So it's going to be great to have him back in Denver and great to have him back with the team. That's got to be a positive lift for them going into June, going into July before the All-Star break. Probably not going to see him pitch anytime soon. He'll have to do basically spring training all over again, which takes roughly 6 weeks, and there's no timetable really set for him yet. But just having him back with the team, having him back in Denver and healthy is going to be great for everybody. And
especially for the locker room and the fans. The atmosphere is going to be a lot better.
Oh, yeah, definitely. 100%. You can't overstate that. Like, it's just a baseball game, and this dude is healthy. He's gone through cancer. Like, the locker room, the fans, everything you just said, like, that is all going to happen. And it's all kind of makes baseball feel a little small, but it's good to have him healthy. And if he comes back and pitches this year, like, that is fantastic. And I hope he pitches really well, but totally secondary to everything else going on when it's something like this. If you ever get sick, ever have cancer, know anybody, I'm sure you do. It's not easy. It's not fun. Terrible and difficult, and just happy that Chad Bettis is doing better and okay and is able to rejoin the team. Second topic, it came out just a couple hours ago that Derek Fisher, the former head coach of the New York Knicks and former one of the Spurs fantastic great players during their run last decade, he was arrested under suspicion of drunk driving sometime in the early morning in California. He was driving on the 101, and he crashed his 2015 Cadillac. He was with Gloria Govan, I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce her name, but they were both uninjured, which is good news. They said the car veered right and hit a barrier, and it flipped, which is kind of scary and not good at all, but they're both okay, and Derek Fisher will go through the legal system, presumably. I don't think he's going to get any special treatment here for that. Thirdly, we talked about the Stanley Cup yesterday. We talked about how fun it is just to be in Nashville, just to have the Stanley Cup going on in a new city and a place where it hasn't been before and a place that is not necessarily Hockey Town USA or Hockey Town Canada. This is not Toronto or Montreal or New York or anything like that. This is Nashville, which a lot of people consider to be in the South or right along the line of the South, and they do things a little differently there. And what they do is they play baseball and football, not hockey. But Steve Simmons, at Simmons Steve, he tweeted, "I have been to Stanley Cup final games in 21 different cities. I have never seen anything like the scene around tonight's game in Nashville." And he's a reporter in Toronto. Sean McKenzie, "In my short time covering hockey, I have never seen anything like this. Nashville is ridiculous right now." And he tweeted a picture of what looks like thousands of people along the streets on some Nashville street. Dan Rosen, "This is the loudest building I have ever been in. It is totally living up to my expectations." Rich Walsh of KDKA in Pittsburgh, he was the only sour tweet I could find. "Seriously, not impressed. Both Washington and Columbus had louder venues." So, Jake, my question for you is, Rich Walsh being from Pittsburgh, is this sour grapes because Pittsburgh lost 5-1?
Yeah,
because
they got a working last night.
They did.
That's all it was. He's just trying to hate on Nashville's vibe right now.
That's kind of what it seemed like. Sean Gentile, a writer from Pittsburgh, who he wrote a column, and he wrote in his tweet, "Yes, I wrote about the Predators fan experience in Game 3. Yes, it was cool as hell. We need more." So I guess not everybody from Pittsburgh was dumping on it. And then there was a viral tweet last night that I saw from a gal named Brandy Belcher. It features two fans in Pittsburgh sweaters with their fingers in their ears at the game last night. So I've never seen that anywhere.
No.
And she, for some reason, she tweeted at Carrie Underwood about it too. I guess.
Maybe she's from Nashville?
Well, I think Carrie Underwood is married to a Nashville player.
Okay.
And she goes to lots of games, or maybe she's sung the national anthem or something, but apparently it got to some Pittsburgh fans, which you think of Pittsburgh sports fans, they're hardy. They go to Steelers games. They're outdoors in the winter.
Yeah, they got some thick skin.
And apparently not all of them do, as I'm looking at these two gentlemen looking up at the video board with their fingers in their ears in Nashville, which is not the sports city that I would think, oh yeah, it's going to be rowdy and crazy, but Nashville has stepped up to the challenge. Sports Center anchor Scott Van Pelt, what a scene in Nashville. They really wanted to make it a party tonight. It is. And Scott Van Pelt is very honest. He is not biased or anything like that. He's very, very genuine in his, what's the word I'm looking for, in his assessments of things in the sports world. But my favorite tweet that I am going to retweet right now, you can check it out on my Twitter page, at Mile High Cape. It is Nick Saban, the head coach of the University of Alabama, in a Nashville Predators sweater, which just looks fantastic on him. Have you seen that?
I haven't.
Okay, you need to go check my
Twitter. I'll check it out, yeah.
Because Nick Saban is very serious, very about the process and taking things one day at a time, hard work, very Bill Belichickian. And this does not look very Bill Belichickian to me. This is a fun side of Nick Saban, and I assume it's his wife next to him.
Is that a smile?
I bet that's as close as it's going to get, if you ask me. Next, we have some breaking news, kind of, was recently President Trump came back to the White House from his golf course, and joining him was Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee and just a guy by the name of Peyton Manning, who apparently went golfing with President Trump today. For maybe 4.5 hours. They were gone for about 5 hours. There were golf clubs spotted. There are pictures of Peyton Manning at the White House wearing golf attire. There was another tweet from the senator from Texas, Cornyn. He had a picture with Peyton Manning, and he said, great to hang with Peyton Manning or something like that. So it's pretty much confirmed. There's no denying that Peyton Manning was in Washington today. So now we just need to find out what he was doing. Was he golfing with President Trump? Was he talking about important things with President Trump, like the climate accord in Paris or London? Or was he talking about who's going to play quarterback for the Denver Broncos? What do you think?
I think Trump wanted to know more about football. I don't think they were talking about anything serious. And they were probably playing some good rounds of golf, you know?
I mean, President Trump has some pretty good golf courses around the country. So I've heard. I don't golf, but Peyton Manning, he's a guy that some people have labeled as having political aspirations. Could this be the start of that?
Hey, we could see Peyton Manning in the White House as maybe a part of his cabinet.
In the White House as part of his cabinet. Why part of his cabinet? He's going to run for president himself. But yeah, that's wanted to touch on Chad Bettis. It's great to have him back with the Rockies. Derek Fisher was arrested on suspicion of drunk driving, but him and his, who was in the car with him, Gloria Govan, they were uninjured, which is great news. Peyton Manning, he went golfing, apparently, with President Trump this afternoon. And LeSean McCoy, the running back of the Buffalo Bills, apparently bet $200,000 on the Golden State Warriors to win the finals. A $200,000 bet that would pay out $62,500. The casino that took it said it was the largest bet they took on the NBA Finals so far. $200,000, quite a bit, if you ask me, for a payout of 62.5. That doesn't seem wise. That seems like Floyd Mayweather kind of betting, and you know, more power to you. LeSean McCoy is probably not hurting for the change, but Golden State, you better come through for your boy Shady, because that one, I assume it will hurt. I assume it will hurt if the Golden State does not win the finals and Shady is out $200,000. You'd think the Cavaliers have a better value, but the LeSean McCoy athletes know each other. across all sports. He may know something we don't know. And that's Golden State tonight, -8.5, was -9 yesterday, over under of 221. So that total's coming down a little bit. Maybe Vegas thinks the Cavs have a chance. Game 2 would be where I would put my money if I was betting. This is the Connor Cape Show on Mile High Sports.